Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Moed Katan Daf Chof Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 18 lines from the top, or if you prefer, the last narrow line of the Gemara. You'll notice a triangle, and on the side, under our mivne, our structural note, we indicate that this marking will continue till Amud Beis. It highlights the expression ki noch nafshei, ki noch nafshei means when so-and-so died, and the names will follow. Maisim soviv misoson shel rabbonim. Different events that took place at the time of the death of different rabbinic figures. The squiggle underline will be used in order just to be able to keep track of the change in speaker, the give and take we have written, l'shem ma'akav. So now the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshei de Rav Safra, Lo Koru Rabbonan Ole, when Rav Safra died, so the other rabbis didn't tear Kriya, they didn't tear, rend their garments. Amri, and they maintained, Lo Gamrinon Mine, we didn't learn from him. Now, this is, of course, in the context of that which we learned, for example, at the top of this page in our last year, that a chacham that dies, a sage that dies, so people tear over him, even if they are not an actual blood relative. So when Rav Safra died, the Rabbonon didn't tear, and they maintained their position by saying, Lo Gamrinon Mine, we didn't learn from him. Omar Luhu Abaye. Abaye says back, Mi Tanya Horav Shemes. Does it say in the source that your rabbi, your teacher, that dies? Chochom Shemes Tanya. It says in the source, a chochom that dies. The Oid. And furthermore, Kol Yoima, every day, in the course of our learning, Shmait say his teachings befumin bebei midrasha, literally are in our mouths. In other words, we're always quoting his Torah, his teachings. So even if we didn't actually sit in his presence and absorb Torah directly from him, but nevertheless, he is a Torah authority whom we quote very often. And so far, they figured, all right, that's very nice at the time, but what happened happened. In other words, he died. We didn't tear at the time. What's done is done. And in this case, what's not done is not done. And there's nothing more to do. Omar Luhu Abaye. Abaye responded, Tanina. We have a source that says, Chochom Kozman She'oiskim Behespid Chayovim Likroa. The Chochom who dies, as long as there is involvement with eulogizing him, there remains the obligation to tear. Savur Lemikra Le'alter. Well, upon hearing this, they figured, well, then let's tear immediately, even without the eulogy. Omlo Abaye. Abaye says back to them, Tanya, Chochom Kvoidoi Behespedo. The honor shown to the Chochom is specifically at the time of the eulogy. So that it seems from the Gemara that Rav Safra died. They didn't tear at the time of his death or at the initial receipt of the news, but there was a period of time that there were eulogies being conducted in his honor, and with Abaye's clarification, they understood that they should wait for the next eulogy and then tear for the death of Rav Safra. And notice we have a very long marking now, a maisa, very long maisa marking, an incident. Kinoch nafshe de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna died. Now, notice we have a new marking on the side, the crown marking, Chalukas hamaisa soviv misas Rav Huna lechamisho chalokim. So as you scan down the page, you'll see five crown shapes. We've divided the story into sections. Aleph, Rotsu Lohaniach Sefer Torah Mitoso. The first section involves a suggestion or an intent on the part of those present to place a Sefer Torah on his stretcher, where the body was. Number Beis, Hoitsoas HaNiftar Me'abayas, the removal of the corpse of, in this case, the nifter was Rav Huna, removal of the body from the house. Gimel, the third stage, involves Divrei Hesped, the eulogy. Dalid, Ha'alosu Leretz Yisrael, the transferal of Rav Huna to Israel. Rav Huna died in Bavel. And Hey, Kvurosoi V'moras Rav Chia, and he was buried in the cave in which Rabbi Chia had been buried. Now the Gemara. Kinoch nafshei de Rav Huna sovur l'asovi sefer Torah purioi. When Rav Huna died, there was the thought that they should place a sefer Torah on his on the bed. The bed, purioi, is a bed, stretcher, coffin. The idea here is it's where the body was located. And then to announce that this one, referring to Rav Huna, fulfilled that which is written in this, i.e., the sefer Torah. Omar Luhu Rav Chisda. Now, you'll notice we have a Mivneh note, a starred Mivneh note. The double underline is explained, Simanu es Rav Chisda kan litzor kesher ima shemuva b'soifa omud. We have this marking in order to connect that which you see here to that which appears at the end of the omud. So Rav Chisda said, Milsa de b'chaye lo svir olei. This idea of placing a Sefer Torah on the bed with the body, something Rav Huna himself did not approve of in his lifetime, hashtol leikum levid lei, should we now get up and do that very thing? Diomar Rav Tachlifa, ano chazisei l'Rav Huna. Now, what we just mentioned is that something that in Rav Huna's lifetime he did not approve of, you'll see momentarily this idea of having a Sefer Torah on the same bed as a person, on the same unit of sitting, if you will. So the story has it with Rav Tachlifa saying that I saw ano chazisei l'Rav Huna the boy lemeisiv apurya, that he intended to sit down on a bed v'havei monach sefer Torah lay, and there was a sefer Torah on that bed v'kof kado a'aro, and he inverted a receptacle, a kad, a small barrel, a pitcher, he inverted it on the floor, v'oisiv sefer Torah iluya, and placed the sefer Torah on this inverted barrel. Alma kosavar, so you see that Rav Huna himself is of the opinion, osu leishev agabi mito she sefer Torah munach aleihu, it's not allowed to sit on a bed on that currently has a sefer Torah on it. So how could it be then, and this is what Rav Chisda's argument was, how can you do to Rav Chisda, to Rav Huna, something that Rav Huna himself disapproved of, having a Sefer Torah together with the person on the same unit? Lo have nofik purya mibova. This is stage two of the story. The stretcher on which Rav Huna was lying was wider than the doorway. It was a narrow passage. Now we have triangles, and you'll notice on the side the triangles are explained. Shlovim ad shotziu mitoso shel Rav Huna, stages until they got Rav Huna's coffin or stretcher out of the house. So savur, back in the Gemara, lishul shulei derech gagin. The thought was, well, let's lower him down through the roof. Omar Luhu Rav Chisda, Ha Gamirna Mine, we've learned from him, Chocham Kvodo Derech Pesach. The way to treat with proper respect the sage is through a doorway, not lowering him down from a roof. Sovor La Ashnuye Mipuria Lepuria. the thought arose to transfer the body from one bed to another, a narrower bed that would fit through the doorway. Well, Omar Luhu Rav Hista Hochi Gamirna Mine. Again, thusly we learn from him, Chacham Kvodo B'mito Rishona. The proper respect shown to a sage is his being taken out in the original bed in which he died. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Minayin L'Chacham Shekvodo B'mito Rishona. From where do we know this idea that the honor to a sage is in the first bed? Shenemar Vayarkivu Es Oroin Hu'alekim El Agola Chadosha. The Rashi elaborates on this. You'll see on the upper part of the narrow of lines of Rashi, El Agola Chadosha, Oisa Agola Shishigru Plishtim Ba, Uba Oisa Agola Hevil Derech David Mibeis Avinodov Lir David. This posture is referring to the transportation of the Aron, the Holy Ark that had been captured by the Philistines in a battle and now was going to be returned. So the Pasuk emphasizes that it was the Aron, the Holy Ark, was sent in the original cart that the Plishtim had returned the Ark to the Jewish people. So it went from the Philistines to the Jewish people, to the house of Avinodav, as Rashi says, and then from there to Ir David. It wasn't moved, the Holy Ark wasn't moved from one unit to another. And likewise, the Chacham, the sage, and how appropriate the analogy, the sage is like a living Sefer Torah. In this case, he died, but the parallel or the source is the Holy Ark. It too was not to be transferred from one unit to another. So at this point, we see not the roof is not a suggestion, the narrower bed, transfer to narrow bed is not a suggestion. Porus bava v'yafkua. They were left with no choice but rather to widen the doorway itself, and now they were able to take the coffin or the stretcher out. Posach alei Rabbi Abba. And here you have a posach means he opened in speech. He started saying, Roy hoya Rabbeinu shetashre olav shchina. Rabbi Abba commenting on Rav Huna says that he personally was fit to have the divine presence upon him. Ela shebovel gor mole. But the Shechina, the divine presence, doesn't dwell upon people in Bovel, outside of the land of Israel. So because of his location, so he didn't have this this phenomenon of divine presence. Mosiv Rav Nachum Bar Chisda, V'Amri Law, another version of names is Rav Chonon Bar Chisda. Rav Nachman raises an objection. You just said that Shechina does not set upon people in Chutzlaretz, but here we have a posuk from the prophet Yecheskel. Hayoy hayo dvar Hashem el Yecheskel ben Buzi hakayin be'eretz Kasdim. The prophet Yecheskel in the land of the Kasdim, which is essentially Babylonia, had the Devar Hashem upon him. So that shows that divine presence, prophecy, does set upon a person even outside the land of Israel. So this was Rav Nachman's kasha on what Rabbi Abba had said. Tofach le avua besandale. The father of Rav Nachman, it would be, in this you see the names, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda tapped him, his son, on his shoe, and Omar le, lav amino loch lo titroid almo, did I not tell you not to bother with your questions? Look at the pasuk, my hoya, the pasuk says, regarding Yecheskel, hoya, what does hoya mean? Shehoya kvar, he had prophecy originally in the land of Israel, and being that he had his prophecy started in the land of Israel, so it continued even outside of Israel. But in the case of Rav Huna, he wasn't initially in Israel for the divine presence to start. So Rabbi Abba's remark remains intact. Ki askuha lahasam. When they brought him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to bury him, Rashi adds an interesting point that anyone who is buried in Israel is buried without sin. And that's based on the Gemara in the end of Maseches Ksubis. So there's great merit in being buried in the land of Israel. So when he was brought there, Amru Le Rabbi Ami Luravasi, a message was conveyed to Rabbi Ami Luravasi, Rav Huna Osi, Rav Huna is coming. Amru, they heard that, and they said, Ki Avinon Hosam Lo Havalon Ledluye Reishin Mine. When we were there, now Rabbi Ami Luravasi, from this Gemara, it seems they had started their career in Bavel and eventually went up to Israel. They moved to Israel. Many people use the term, they made Aliyah. They went up to Israel. And when we were there in Bavel, in the presence of Rav Huna, we wouldn't even raise our eyes to look at him. He was such an awesome individual. He was such an important individual. And we felt embarrassed to look at him. Hashto asinon ocha osa basrin. Now they thought he was still alive, because the message they heard was that Rav Huna is coming. So they thought, he's coming, he's alive. And they reacted now. And we there in Bavel, we were embarrassed looking at him. Now he's coming here following us. Omru Lahu. So they put Rav Ami and Ravasi on track and said, Aronoi Ba, his coffin is coming. Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi Nofuk, Rav Ilov, Rav Hanina Lo Nofuk. Rav Ami and Rav Asi went out to greet the Aron, and Rav Ilo and Rav Hanina did not. Iko Diami, Rabbi Ilo Nofak, Rabbi Hanina Lo Nofak. Another version is that Rabbi Ilo did go, but Rabbi Hanina didn't go. The Nofak Maitaima, he who went out to greet him, what was the basis of that? The Sanya, Aron Ha'ivir Mimokim Lamokim, a coffin that travels from one place to another, Oindim Olov Beshura. The people line up, the Oymrim Lov Birchas Avelim, the Tanchume Avelim. And the Avelim benediction is said, and consolation of the mourners takes place. The Lo Nofik Maitaimo, he who did not go out to greet the Oron, what was the basis? The Sanyo, Oron Ho'ivar Mimokim Lamokim, Ein Omdin Olov Beshura, the Ein Omrim Olov Birchas Avelim, the Tanchume Avelim. So the second source indicates that an Oron that is passing from one place to another, so there is no lining up and consolation and Avelim benediction. Kashin Adadi. So now it appeared that these two sources that we've numbered with our marking sources 1 and 2 are contradictory. Loi Kashia. No, they're not. Kan Shishildo Kayemes, Kan Bishain Shildo Kayemes. Shildo Kemis means the body is still intact. We're talking about a body that has been transported from one location to another over quite a distance. So if the body is still intact, so then that's when source 1 applies. When the body is no longer intact, that's source 2. The Gemara asks, Rav Huna Shildo Kemis have? Rav Huna, his body was still intact. So the question is, why? What's the reasoning behind those that didn't go out to greet him? The Gemara says, "The lo nofak, he who didn't go out to greet him, lo saimua kame." They were not told the end of the story. Namely, they weren't told that his body was still intact. So their lack of greeting was under essentially mistaken circumstances. They are thinking that his body wasn't intact anymore. Amri, Heicha Ninche. They asked, where should we place him? Where should he be buried? They answer, Rav Huna rebates Torah B'Yisrael, Rav Chiyah rebates Torah B'Yisrael Have. Rav Chiyah was a very well-known, not only scholar, but also a well-known disseminator of Torah. And Rav Huna was also a disseminator of Torah. It would be fit for Rav Huna to be placed next to Rabbi Chiyah. Man Mayole, so who will bring him in? Omar Luhu Rav Chago. Rav Chago says, Ano Mayalno Lei Ukamte the Talmudoi. I am worthy, or I am fit to bring him in, because I am well founded in my learning. Ki havino bartamni sori shonen velochozi li keri. I reached 18 and I never had an emission. Umishma le kame. I used to serve him, Rav Huna, v'yadi beuvde, and I know his ways. I know his piety. The yumachad is haficha le ritzur de tefillin. One day, his tefillin strap flipped over. Now, tefillin straps are painted black on their surface. Their surface, or the strap as it is connected to the tefillin, the black side is faces the public, faces outside. So it flipped around, though. V'yosef ala arboin tanisa, and Rav Huna fasted 40 days because that happened. The tefillin strap got flipped around. Aylei, so they brought him in to Rav Chiyo's cave. Have goni Yehuda mimine davua v'chizkia mismalei. Rav Chiyo had two sons, Yehuda and Chizkia by name, and Yehuda was lying to Rav Chiyo's right and Chizkia to his left. Omar lei Yehuda l'chizkia, and what you have here is something that's phenomenal, namely they're supposedly dead, but one says to the other, Kumi duchtech de lavor chara de koim Rav Huna, get up, it's from your place, it's not derech eretz to have Rav Huna's standing there, standing still. Bahadi de koim kom bahade amuda de nura. As they got up, there appeared a pillar of fire. Chazio Rav Choga Ivis. Rav Choga, who was accompanying Rav Chiya into the cave, he noticed this pillar of fire. Ibayas Ivis, he became fear struck. Zakve La Rona, he stood the Oron of Rav Huna in front of him as a shield from this pillar of fire. Venofak Osa, and he went out. He ran away. And that he was spared, that he wasn't punished, is because in fact he had stood up or placed Rav Huna's oron in front of this pillar of fire.
When Rav Chisda died, the thought arose to put a Sefer Torah on his coffin, on his bed.
Omar Luhu Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok responds, Milsa de la Rabbe lo svirole, a matter that his Rebbe, that's Rav Huna, did not accept, Anan Nekum Navidle, should we then do for him? We saw earlier that Rav Huna objected to having the person and the Sefer Torah on the same bed. And Rav Chisda accepted his Rebbe's teaching, Rav Huna's restriction. So why would we now do this to Rav Chisda himself?
Sovor delo lemishlal karayu.
They had torn they created a rending of garments upon hearing of the death of Rav Chisda. So they had a thought, so where they thought that the tear cannot be redone. And sholin, sholel, or mishlal, is a type of called loose stitching. So they thought that they're not allowed to do even loose stitching to repair the garment.
Omar Luhu Rav Yitzchok Bar Ami Chacham Kevon Shechziru Pneim Me'achorei Amita Sholin.
With regard to a Chacham that died, once they turn away from the coffin, they are allowed to
re-sew the rent garment in this we'll call loose stitching fashion. Kinoch nafshe de rabo bar huna v'rav hamnuna askinu lohasam. When these two leading rabbinic figures died, they were brought there. They were brought to, it would seem, to Eretz Yisrael. We saw before the expression asku lohasam is practice of bringing the deceased to Eretz Yisrael for burial. We're at the top of Omid Beis. Ki motu agishra komu gamli. When they got to the bridge. Now, gishra is a narrow plank. Narrow bridge, it's basically a plank, as Rashi says. And it was narrow, and two camels that were carrying each one a coffin, they couldn't cross simultaneously. One would have to go in front of the other. Omar lahu hahu taya mai hai. There was an Arab that was there. He asked, "What's going on over here? They have these two camels that they're not crossing the bridge." Omru le rabbonon de ko avdi yakra adoni. What you see is the rabbonon that are trying to bestow honor one unto the other. Again, we have, by way of names, at the bottom of Omen Aleph, you saw Rabo Barhuno and Rab Hamnuna. More Omar, more Neil Beresha, more Omar, more Neil Beresha. Again, we could say it's figurative, or it's some type of spiritual phenomenon of one saying to the other, or as if one is saying to the other, you go first. So they were arguing who should go first. Omar, so the Taya, the Arab, said, Dinahu de Rabba Barhuna Leo Beresha. By law, Rabba should go first. Cholif Gamle de Rabba Barhuna. Well, upon hearing that, so the camel carrying Rabba Barhuna went first. Nosur Koche Vishine Dahu Taya. And at that point, the teeth, and the molars and teeth of that Arab fell out, because he was mevaze Rav Hamnuna. By saying that Rabba should go first, he's saying unequivocally that Rabba is greater and Rav Hamnuna is lesser. But because of that, he suffered this fate. Posach Oleahu Yanuka. And here you'll notice we have a new marking, a bow tie shape, and it appears quite a few of these down the Omid on the side under the Mivne heading, Hespedim Hamofim BePosach. You'll see Posach means they open up, they start speaking, they start eulogizing. So, Posach Ale Hahu Yanuka, a child started speaking. Geza Yeshishim Olomi Bovel VeImoi Sefer Melchamas. Now, in order to appreciate this and some of the subsequent eulogies, it will be necessary to learn along with the Meforshim. So, in the meantime, this child is saying that Geza Yeshishim, the scion of the old, of the sages, has risen from Bavel, the Imo Sefer Melchamas, and together with him the Book of Wars. Now, what's the Book of Wars? So Rashi explains in the third narrow line, Sefer Melchamas is Sefer Torah, Lishnachrino, Shemilcham Rabo v'Rav Hamnuna. They used to fight, Rab and Rav Hamnuna, the two bodies that we're dealing with now, they used to argue with one another a lot, extensively, in Torah learning. So the Geza Yeshishim, a reference to these sages, has come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they used to challenge each other, war with one another in their Torah learning. Kos v'kipud uchpulu l'rois b'shoid v'shever. Rashi explains kos v'kipud uchpulu klolo kamo. Yeshua kos v'kipod, klomar klola ba v'huchpala boilam. Their death represents a curse that's doubled. Two of them died. Doubled curse has come upon the world. Rashi continues, Liroi Shoid Veshever Zeh Shekot Safakosh Brochu Alolomo. When the Gemara says Kos Vekipot Huchpulu, as Rashi said, that meant that their death represents a double curse. And Liroi Shoid Veshever, this is an expression. Shoid Veshever basically means Shoid is thievery and Shever is smashing, but it's a reference to the anger, the wrath of the Almighty. Habo Mishinor Kosaf Al Olamoi. Let's read that again. The Rosh Bishoid Veshever Habo Mishinor. To their death is our witnessing of the anger of the Almighty. Kotsaf Al Olamo. He got angry at his world. Vechomas Mimenu Nefashos. And he removed from this world these souls. V'samach bohem kikala chadosha rochev harovo. Then the in heaven, so the Almighty is happy as a new bride. Rochev harovo isos v'sameach bevo elov nefesh noki v'tzadik. Rochev harovo is a reference to the Almighty, without getting involved with actual translation. The rochev harovo is happy and overjoyed that a clean, pure spirit has come to him. So this was the eulogy of the Hahu Yanuka that we saw since the last Bowtie. Hinoch Navshe de Ravina, when Ravina died, Posach Aleahu Savdona, a Savdona eulogizer, opened and said, Tmorim Haniu Rosh Al Tzadika Tamar, a plea to the palm trees. Hani Rosh means to shake one's head. This is a phenomenon that is characteristic of comforters, of mourners, the nodding of one's head. So the eulogizer is saying to the palm trees, nod your heads outside tomorrow on the death of someone who is righteous like the palm, like the date palm. Nosim Lelos Kiyomim Al Mesim Lelos Kiyomim. Let us place nights as days for eulogizing, for he who died, he who also treated his nights like days in the study of Torah. So that measure for measure, we owe it to this person who studied Torah day and night to eulogize him day and night. Omar Le Rav Ashi Labar Kipuk. Bar Kipuk is a name, and it's someone who was a eulogizer. And Rav Ashi asked Bar Kipuk, Hahu Yuma, the day that Ravina died, my Amris, what did you say by way of eulogy? Omar Le Amina, I said, and you notice we have a new marking this diamond. It's explained on the side. They are Hespedim Shel Bar Kipuk Ubar Ovin Al Ravina. But there are two names we just cited, Bar Kipuk and Bar Ovin, two eulogizers, and what they said upon the death of Ravina. So Ravashi asked Bar Kipuk, what did you say? Omale, Bar Kipuk responded, Amino, I said, Imba Rosim Noflo Shalheves, Ma Yasu Ezoive Kir. If amongst the Arozim, very big, powerful trees, fire has taken hold, so what do the Ezoive Akir, these are plants that grow out of walls, they're lowly plants, if you will, what do they have to say? In other words, in simple terms, if Ravina, such a great man, succumbs to the angel of death, where does that leave the rest of us? Levyosan bechoka hu ala mayase begay rakak. Levyosan is a very large sea creature. So if a levyosan is trapped with a mere hook, what is left for the little fish of the marsh to say? Benachal shotef nofla choka ma yasu me gave him. If in a Nachal Shetev is a torrential or a river running with a strong current, and if in that a hook can descend, what does that leave for the May Gaven? These are small stagnant ponds of water. So you have here three expressions of I don't know, consternation, if you will. If the great can fall, so where does that leave the common lowly ones? Omale Bar Ovin. Bar Ovin is another eulogizer. He says, Chas v'sholom dechoka v'shalheves b'tzadiki amina. He says, I would never say things like that, paralleling the tzaddik to a hook and to a flame, as we saw above. Amino, I would say, what were actually umay amris. So what would you say? Amino, I would say as follows: Bahu le'avelim v'lo la'aveda, shehi le'menucha v'anu la'anocha. The avelim are the ones that need comforting. The not the aveda itself. The aveda itself, the lost one. The aveda is the lost one. The deceased. The deceased, and we're talking about a very great man, Ravina, he is in a better place, as they say. So that cry over the Avelim need comforting. In other words, it's their loss, but the item itself that's lost isn't lost. It is where it is. That's Shehi, the Aveda, the Menucha, it has gone to its eternal rest. That means Ravina is going to his eternal comfort. Ve'onu la'anocha, and we are left to go to woe. We don't have our tzaddik anymore. Cholash daite alayu. Rav Ashi, hearing their eulogies, he had a sense of Chalishu Sadas, means that he felt bad. And because he felt bad, so Vis'apuch Karayhu Hahu Yuma Lo Os, Vis'apuch Karayhu means their feet, the feet of Bar Kipuk and Bar Oven flipped around. And on that day, the Rashi's Girsa is Vihahu Yuma Lo Osul Aspude. And on the day that Rav Ashi died, Rav Ashi is the one that raised an objection to the way they eulogized. So on the day that Rav Ashi died, they did not come to eulogize. Vahainu Diomar Rav Ashi Lo Bar Kipuk Cholitz v'lo bar oven cholitz. Chalitza is the ceremony of shoe removal from the foot of the surviving brother-in-law by a widow whose husband just died, leaving no children. So she does chalitza, the removal of a shoe. Now the shoe must be removed from a normal position foot. But as a result of the Chalisha Sadas that we saw in this story, their feet flipped around so that they, if they would be a Yavam, they would not be in the position to have mitzvah of Chalitza fulfilled. Rava ki have osa lediglas. Omar le lebar oven. When Rava came to the Diglas, it's the name of a river, he turned to Bar Oven. Now this name we noted a few lines up, Kum Emo Milso, which means pray. There was some type of difficulty. Rashi makes an allusion to it. There was some type of difficulty needing prayer with regard to the river. So he told Bar Oven, Kum Emo Milso, get up and say something. Koi the Omar, he got up and he said, Ba'u roiv shlishis b'mayim zachor v'rachem. Now, Rashi, we look at Rashi together. Rashi, you see, roiv shlishis, Yisrael nikru shlishis.
the Jewish people are called or referred to by the term Shlishis, the Rava Shokul Kiroiv Yisrael. Rava is the equal. He's such a great man. He's considered like the majority of the Jewish people. V'armalei kum v'emor milsa klomar bakesh rachamim. So Rava was saying to Bar Oven, pray, there is some type of difficulty concerning the river. And he says that Rav Shlishis has come to the water and he needs a prayer. Remember him and have compassion. Ta'inu me'acharecha ki'isha mi'bayla. We have strayed from you like a woman who strays from her husband. And when a woman strays from her husband and is suspect of immorality, there is a process known as the Sota process. So he goes on in his prayer and says, Al taznichenu k'ois me mora. Don't abandon us like a woman who is subjected to the drinking of the special Sota waters through which she is checked out to see if she retained her fidelity, her honor to her husband. Rav Chonin Chasne Debe Nesia Have. Rav Chonin was the son-in-law of the Nasi, of the leader. Lo Kohavu Le Boni. Rav Chonin did not have sons. He didn't have children. Bo'u Bo'rachami V'Havale. He prayed, and he had. Ha'yomo D'Havale Noch Nafshe'en. Unfortunately, the day that he had a son, he himself, Rav Chonin, died. Posach Alehu Savdono. A eulogizer opened and said, Simcha letuga nevcha, soson viyogo nidbeku. Simcha's joy has turned into tuga, the opposite of joy, sadness. Soson viyogo nidbeku, joy and despondency have clung to one another. But e simchoso ne'enach, at the time of his simcha, so he let out his last gasp. Be'es chaninosoi ovad chanino. And here there's a little bit of a play on the words. At the time of the granting of his request, that's the kindness was shown to him from heaven and provided him with a son. That's at the time of grace. Chanino, that's, as they say, it's a play on the names. That's Rav Chonin, he died. Asikule Chonon al Shmei, and they called the son, this newborn, by the name Chonon in honor of his father, the now deceased father. Kinoch Nafshe de Rabbi Yochanan, Posik Ale Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozer. When Rabbi Yochanan died, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozer eulogized, Koshem Israel Kion Bo Hashemesh Betzorayim. This day is difficult as the setting of the sun at noon. In other words, the sun rises and suddenly in the middle of noon it sets, it goes dark. Tichtiv v'yom ahu v'hevesi hashemesh b'tzorayim v'yom rabbi yochanan ze yoymo shel yoshio. This is a posuk describing the day in which Yoshio the king was killed. Kinoch nafshed Rav Yochanan, Yosef Rav Ami Shivo Shloshim. When Rav Yochanan died, so his close student Rav Ami sat, observed Shiva and Shloshim, two mourning periods. This the initial 7 days, and the continuation up to the total of 30 days. Omar Rabbi Abba Brei the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami de Ovad Legarmehu de Ovad. Rabbi Abba comments on Rabbi Ami's practice as being something that you are not to learn from. Rabbi Ami, that which he did it on his own, without a tradition, without having a halachic basis. The Hachi Om Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Om Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Rabo Shalimdo Chochma Eino Yoshev Olof Elo Yoim Echad. Rabbi Chiya quoting Rabbi Yochanan, of course, quite appropriately, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, he himself said that the one who teaches you Torah and then dies, in other words, your Torah teacher, you are not expected to observe a day, a period of mourning any longer than one day. When Rabbi Zera passed away, the eulogizer opened saying, Eretz Shinar Hora V'Yolda. Eretz Shinar is Bavel. Bavel, we should point out that Rabbi Zera, he started off in Bavel and eventually moved to the land of Israel. So Eretz Shinar, which is, as we said, that's Bavel. Hora conceived and gave birth. Eretz Tzvi, that's another expression, another name for the land of Israel, the land of the deer. Eretz Tzvi, Gidla, Shashueha, it raised, it. Rabbi Zera, as we said, moved to Eretz Yisrael and grew and progressed and grew in his stature and his Torah scholarship in the land of Israel. So the land of Israel raised its loved ones, its Shashua, its beloved ones. Oy no la omra rekes ki avda kli chemdasa. An expression of woefulness, said Rekes. Rekes is Tiberia, and he died in Tiberia, that now has lost its desirable vessel. The death of Rabbi Zera. Kinoch nafshei. Now note, as we go on in the Gemara, we have, first of all, you see a colon, and then skim ahead the next few lines, you see numbers, a lot of numbers. And there's a starred note on the side, Yofiu po reshima shel 11 tiurim. There will appear here 11 descriptions shel shinuye oilom beikvos misosin shel tzadikim. Unnatural events that take place at the time of the death of these tzadikim. So we have a triangle with a colon, so that you should understand that ki noch nafshi applies to each one of the names that appears now. So when Rabbi Avo, Kinoch Nafshe de Rabbi Avo, Achisu Amudi de Kesri Maya, the pillars of Kesri started to flow with water. It's as if they shed tears. The Rabbi Yossi, with the death of Rabbi Yossi, Shafu Marzave de Tzipor Doma, the drains, the gutter drains of Tzipori ran with blood. The Rebbe Yankiv, when he died, Ischamiu Koichve Biyamama, one could see stars by day. In other words, it was a change in the world because of this great tragedy. The Rebbe Asi, Akru Kol Ilanaya, with the death of Rebbe Asi, all the trees became uprooted. The Rebbe Chia, Nechisu Kifi Denura Mirakia, when Rebbe Chia died, stones of fire came from heaven. The Rebbe Menachem, when Rebbe Menachem died, Ishtau Tzalmanaya Vahavu Lemechatzalya. Now, just a word of background, and Rashi points this out, that Rebbe Menachem was a person who was very pious when it came to matters of idolatry. He wouldn't even look at the form on a coin. Forms and images ultimately are connected with idolatry. That doesn't mean that every form and image is an idol, but he was exceptionally stringent and wouldn't look even at the form of a coin. So when he died, all the statues, the faces on statues got smoothed out, as if they became effaced and rubbed out. Number 7, the Rabbi Tanchum Barchia is Katsu Kol Andartia. When Rabbi Tanchum died, the Andarta, and Andartia, or Andarta is a statue that is made in honor of kings. So all of these statues became cut down. The Rebbe Yoshiv Ichasru Shivin Machtarta Benardo. When Rav El Yoshiv died, there were 70 tunnels that were used by thieves that
that got dug out. Now Rashi says that in his merit, thieves, when he was alive, thieves didn't steal, but now with his death, that opened up 70 tunnels for thieves to tunnel into places and to practice their crime. Number 9, the Rav Hamnuna, when he died, Nachisu kifi debardo mirkia, stones of hail fell earthwards from heaven. The Rabo for Rav Yosef, when Rabo and Rav Yosef died, Noshuk kifi de poras ahadodi. Rashi explains Noshuk kifi kipol shuk shorim. These are arched bridges. Stone arch bridges, and when they died, so these bridges crumbled, and it's as if the sides of the arches touched one another. Noshuk literally means kissed, but the sides of the arches, because the bridges crumbled, appeared as if they were touching one another. The Abayev Arova, when they died, Noshuk Kifi the Diglas Adoni. Diglas is the name of another river. The Poras often is translated as the Euphrates, and Diglas is often translated as the Tigris, very well-known rivers of Babylonia. So the bridges that crossed these rivers crumbled. Kinoch Navshed Rav Misharshia Toun Dikli Shitzi. When Rav Misharshia died, the palms started bearing thorns. The message that one sees through all of these stories, again, as many Agodas and Shas, the question is it literal, is it figurative? But the message is that many aspects of physicality in this world, positive things that we merit or we receive in the merit of the righteous that are amongst us, and with their demise, so bracha departs. We lose bracha. We lose the blessing that's afforded to us by the presence of the righteous. This is a theme that which is really of a recurring nature throughout our Torah literature. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at, if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.